You're listening to a podcast from Victory. God abundantly provides for us. Discover more in week 3 of Knowing God.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our 7 p.m. service. My name is Mark Constantino. I am one of the pastors here, and I was gone. I was gone for 6 months, and I'm back, all right? I'm back. Just today, right? No, so it seems that all our leaders agree together for us to start the new year, right, for 2017. And I believe the word of the Lord for all of us is knowing God. And so this is not just a theme for us here in Metro East. I hope, and God's desire is for us to know Him. And I hope you take this seriously, that we will have a breakthrough this year of us knowing God, encountering Him in a deep way, all right, so that we will have breakthroughs in our lives. How many of you know believe that part of our breakthrough is your relationship with God as well? And so that's why we're here for. Yung pagdadala po natin yung sa simbahan, yung itong service po natin, is really an outcome of our relationship with God, all right? This is not a priority. The priority is what happened tonight, what happened tomorrow, as you spend time with God in your walk, daily walk with God. So that's very huge. And so I want us to ask everyone to stand on our feet in reverence to God's word as we read our text this evening. Here's what it says in Psalm 65. I'm just going to read 2 verses today, but actually it's the whole verse, okay? It's the whole chapter of Psalm 65. And here's the gist of this. It says here by the psalmist, verse 11, "You crown the year with your bounty. Your wagon tracks overflow with abundance. The pastures of the wilderness overflow. The hills gird themselves with joy." Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for speaking to us. I thank you, Lord God, for the breakthroughs. I thank you even for our own spiritual community here in Metro East. Lord, thank you that your desire for us is that your children, your people, your church may know you in a greater, in a deeper way. Lord, I thank you that you are not just a God who is glorious. You're not just a God who is good, but you are a God who is generous and providing for your people, Lord God, richly. And Lord, I thank you for everyone who's here today. Lord, you said, "Those who knew their God will do mighty exploits." And Lord, I pray that you prepare us to do the exploits that you prepared for us this 2017. And may our year 2017 be different. May this year be a glorious, good, and a different kind of year because we encounter you here in a greater way. May your will be done, Lord. May your kingdom come. Bless the preaching of your word today. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise God. Amen. Please take your seats. I think it's just right for us to start this preaching with sharing some testimonies of breakthroughs that our very own people went through during the prayer and fasting. How many of you are excited to hear those breakthroughs and testimonies? You want to hear? Okay, here's what it is. First one, there's this lady who says, "My breakthrough, okay, during the prayer and fasting is this. I heard God, He spoke to me." Think about it. The breakthrough was during the time of devotion, all right, he's been a Christian, she's been a Christian, but what happened was during the time of devotion, she spoke in tongues, she read the scripture, followed the devotion, and guess what? During the time of devotion, she heard God for the very first time that truly God is amazing and God has spoken to her. Wow. Think of that. I want to encourage you today. God can speak to you. He's not a God who keeps his mouth shut. He wants to talk to you, not just through his word, but he wants to express himself to you in a greater way. That lady had that breakthrough because God spoke to her. How many of us here, you're believing God that God will speak to you this year? Be expectant, all right? Sabi pa nung isa, backtrack lang tayo ng konti. Noong 2016, okay, nag-prayer and fast. Sinulat niya to, sabi niya ganun. You know, my prayer and fasting, I was asking God for a breakthrough last year, 2016, was for me to be part of 10 days mission trip. And sabi niya, you know, for the very first time, I was able to be part of that mission trip last year. And not only that, but I was able to visit 3 more countries last year. How many of you believe in God that you're going to be part of our 10 days trip and you're going to visit other nations? I believe God has called us to do that. That's why we call ourselves every nation. Kaya hindi ko kami magtataka, hindi ko kami magugulat na tinawag mo tayo ni Lord, okay, to become missionaries, long term or short term. Why? Because God has called the Filipinos to be missionaries. Can you say amen? Ito naman, sabi ng isang single, I met the man that I will marry. We are now engaged. Praise God. Single people, how many of you are believing God that you're gonna get engaged and you're gonna get married? This person, all right, this lady, God answered her prayer, na-meet niya na, engaged na sila, at naghahanda na sila, kasala na po ito, mga kapatid. How many of you have the faith, single people, that one day you're gonna get married? Come on, shout to the Lord right now. Okay, kukunti lang. According to your faith, it will be done to you, all right? So, pero sabi kong ganun, I met the man, okay, during the prayer and fasting. Na-meet ka lang. Yun na kaagad. Para sabi ko, Lord, disciple kaya yun? Kung mamaya, huwag naman tayo mystical, di ba? So, grabe. Na-meet lang, ikaw na. Ikaw na nga. Engage na tayo. Tara na. Hindi naman gano'n, di ba? Ito pa, sabi gano'n. Day 5 pa lang, nadinig na namin si Lord at in-answer na ni Lord yung promotion na hinihingi na mister ko, yung mister ko po na-promote na. How many of you are believing God for promotion the year 2017? God wants to bless you with promotion. Can you say amen? Amen? Just wait and see what the Lord will bring for the year 2017. Ito pa. Si Jonalyn Genosas. All right, she's part of our kids' church. She's one of the volunteers. In fact, she'll be joining us, okay, on staff, all right, sometime 2 weeks from now, okay? Sabi niya ganun, si Jonalyn, ang breakthrough niya, she was able to preach the gospel a week before the prayer and fasting to her office mates. 3 people got saved. And the people that she preached to, she brought those 3 people to the prayer and fasting week. Nag-attend po. Ngayon, alam mo sabi nila, mag-a-attend na ako ng victory group. Think of that. Imagine, nag-preach na ng gospel, believing God for another victory group. Ngayon, kita mo, may sarili na victory group. Tama-tama, you can start a victory group with 3 people, right? And so, that's huge. To those of you who are believing God for breakthrough, how many of you believe in God that you'll lead your own victory groups this year? This is your moment. This is your time. God is going to answer our prayers. Mike Z says, this person prayed for provision. Okay, sabi niya, noong 2016, dalawa lang yung deal na grant sa akin. It was so hard. And I started to doubt whether if I'll still continue with the job. But guess what? During the start of prayer and fasting, bumuhos ang orders. God indeed is a God who provides. Wow. Let's give the Lord a big, big hand for that. Imagine that. How many of you believe that God could give more than we could ever imagine and ask? Yeah. Why is it? Because God is not just a good God, but He is also generous. The scripture that we read, in fact, the psalmist David wrote the book of Psalm 65. He wrote this to express what he experienced. And he mentioned in Psalm 65 that if there are 2 evidences of God's generosity, and I believe it's still happening today, evidences of God's generosity is expressed in the following. Number 1, God is generous in salvation. If you're believing God for the salvation of your household, I believe it's going to happen. Why? Because He's generous to give us the gift of His salvation. Can you say amen? And there's another one. Not just salvation, but I believe it's provision. God wants to bless His people bountifully, abundantly, more than you ever ask or imagine. If there are 2 things that you need to understand about God that He wants to bless us with. Number 1 is salvation, and number 2 is provision. Let me read to you in Psalm 65, starting in verse 1 to 5. I'm reading on ESV. Ito pa yung sinasabi ng word ni Lord. So verse 1, praise is due to you, O God in Zion, and to you shall vows be performed. O you who hear prayer, to you shall all flesh come. When iniquities prevail against me, you atone for our transgressions. Verse 4, blessed is the one you choose and bring near to dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house and the holiness of your temple. Verse 5, by awesome deeds, you answer us with righteousness, O God of our salvation, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas. David started to write down the psalm and started with praise and gratitude. It's just like us. You know, there are people with every time they spend time with God, they have their devotionals. Well, I'm not that person, all right? When I read God's word, sometimes I write it in my iPad. Sometimes I just declare God's word in my life, and I would encounter God in a greater way. And there are times that I would come up with a message based on my devotion. My daughter is different. My daughter would have a devotional. She would write down her revelations, what the Lord is speaking to her. And so, iba-iba rin, iba? So I would encourage you to be like David. He would write it based on his experience to God. And here's what he said. He started with the word of praise, and he started with thanksgiving. He was in gratitude. Why? Because he experienced God in a greater way. And so not only that, all right, when he wrote this, he said that God is the God who answered prayers. There is no doubt with the testimony I shared to you that whatever you ask God for, and especially if it's His will, you better be ready because He's going to grant you what the desire of your hearts. If there's anything that you ask God for, and yet it's His will, I believe the Lord wants to bless you with that thing that you ask God for. Are you here with me? And he said, all peoples will come to you. All of it. All of them. They will come to you. But he mentioned in verse 3, sabi niya dito sa verse 3, when iniquities prevail against me, you atone for our transgressions. All right? How many of you encounter, when you read God's word, like transgressions, iniquities, how many of you understand what that is? Obviously, transgressions and iniquities are two different kinds, and yet there are sins. Alright? Ito po isang kasalanan, no? Mga kasalanan sila. Pero ano po ba yung kaibahan? Bakit pa sinulat ni David ito? Ang transgression, alright, the meaning of that is to choose to intentionally disobey, willfully trespassing. Ibig sabihin, when you say trespass, ito yung alam mo na isang bagay mali. Alam mo, pag ginawa mo to kasalanan, alam mo, pag ginawa mo to, it will not honor God, it will displease Him. Alam mo, pag ginawa mo to, hindi lang masasaktan si Lord at masasaktan pa mga ibang mga tao, lalo-lalo yung may mahal mo. Pero, dahil alam mong mali, vinilate mo pa rin, nagkasala ka pa rin, at nagkasala ka nga. So, you violate the Word of God. In our own lives, we know there are things that you're not supposed to do, isn't it? But we still do it. We know deep within us that the Lord has convicted us not to do it any longer, but you still do it anyway. That's, for example, like simple as traffic light. It's common sense, but still people break traffic lights. You know that we have to regard authority, but sometimes you become to be disrespect. And to disobey authority, guess what? That's what you call transgression. Alam mo pa minsan na hindi mo kailangan gawin to, na hindi ka kailangan pumasok sa mga bagay-bagay na makakasama sa atin, lalo na sa pangalan ni Lord. But you still do it. And that is transgression. Paminsan nga tayo, alam natin, yung tithes and offering, yung 10%, yun lang naman yung ina-ask ni Lord sa atin. Pero nag-excuse pa tayo. Lord, alam mo naman, may pangailangan ako. May utang ako. Lord, provider ka naman. Pinrovide mo sa akin to. To be honest with you, that is not for you. That 10% belongs to God. And you know what? You break God's law. That is transgression. Imagine that. Alam natin mali, pero ginagawa pa rin natin. Kapaminsan, nagre-reason out pa tayo. Pero alam mo, sabi ni David, sinabi niya, blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. In spite of that, in spite of our willful sins, sadyaan, garapalan, si Lord pa rin handa magpatawad. Si Lord pa rin, handa niyang i-cover lahat ng makasalanan natin. Can I hear a big amen to that?
Amen.
That's how generous God is. That's transgression. What about iniquity? It's another form of sin. Iniquity is more deeply rooted, meaning iniquity is what? Premeditated choice, continuing sin without repentance. Ito naman, ang kaibahan ng isa, alam mo mali, ginawa mo. Alright? Alam mo na, nadidisplease si Lord, ginawa mo pa rin. Ito naman iniquity, kakaiba. Ito pinlano mo. Ito iniisip mo, pinapremeditate mo na, nako, ayoko magbayad ng tax. Kailangan may connection ako. Kailangan doktorin ko ito. Paano kong gagawin para hindi ako mahuli? Ay, mag-cheat ako. Ay, mangungopia ako. Ay, dodoktorin ko to. Ay, hindi ako magbabayad nito. Pero mahuli ako. Kailangan paano ba yung ways para hindi mag-reflect yung pangalan ko? Kumbaga, before that thing happened, you already planned to commit that sin. And yet, you do it with all of your heart. And you do it as if that's okay. And yet, nag-excuse ka pa. Are you getting this? That's huge. Kung alam po natin isang bagay na mali at kasalanan at ginagawa natin at may mga kasalanan tayo na iniisip pa rin natin ang gagawin natin for us to save our own name in our own family in our own selves. But you know it is not right. You know it displeases God and it dishonors God. That is what you call sin. That is iniquity. Are you here with me? This leads to having no fear of God. Walang takot sa Diyos. Okay lang. Okay lang nga, miski malaman to eh. Okay lang nga, miski makita yung pangalan ko o makita ako sa CCTV. Imagine that. But you know what? Here's what the psalmist says. He was so grateful because in spite of his iniquity and transgression, the Lord was there to forgive him. He knew very well that he was so thankful. Lord, in spite of me doing this, alam niyo ba yung ginawa ni David? Nung nakita niya si Bathsheba, wow, hindi niya dapat tingnan. Tiningnan niya. Talaga hindi lang sulya, talagang tutok. Nakahubad, naliligo. Transgression. Eh masyado siya nag-desire sa kanya. Paplanuhin ko to, kailangan maging kabit ko to. Kagawin ko, si set up ko. Papatawag ko to dahil syempre king ako eh. So kailangan maging akin to, kailangan karoon kami ng relasyon. Kailangan mag-set up ako. Nangyari, sinet up niya, pinlanuhan niya. Hindi lang yung pinapatay pa niya yung asawa ni Bathsheba. Iniquity. In spite of that, he received the Lord's forgiveness. And his transgression and his iniquities are fully covered because of God's generous in his salvation. Can you say amen?
Amen.
If he received the forgiveness of God, how much for you? How much of you today who are here listening to this word that you don't have to be condemned, but it's time for you to receive God's forgiveness and be set free because God wants to deliver you and he wants you to receive God's forgiveness. Can we give the Lord a big, big hand of praise of that? Sabi niya gano'n sa verse 4. Blessed is the one you choose and bring near to dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, the holiness of your temple. Lord, parang sinasabi niya, Lord, blessed, you bless me. I don't deserve this, but you let me enter your courts. I don't deserve all this goodness, all your forgiveness, but you grant it to me anyway. Parang sinasabi niya, who am I, Lord, that I receive what I don't deserve? Let me ask you this. Do you deserve God's forgiveness? Do you deserve to receive God's blessings? Do you deserve that promotion? In spite of our unfaithfulness, in spite of our transgressions, in spite of our own iniquity, God still can forgive and God can restore actually and give you what you don't deserve. Verse 5, he said, By awesome deeds you answer us with righteousness. O God, our salvation, the hope of all the ends of the earth and the farthest seas. He was trying to tell through this psalm, you know, the God that I serve, he's the God of salvation who demonstrates his mercy, who demonstrates his grace generously. I want you to understand, the God of salvation is what? He is rich in mercy. Everybody say rich in mercy. Ephesians chapter 2 says, verse 4 and 5, NIV it says, but because of his great love for us, God who is rich in mercy, everybody say rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, and even when we're dead in transgressions. It is by grace that you have been what? We don't deserve this. Dahil mahal ka lang ni Lord. Dahil punong-puno siya ng pagpapatawad sa atin. He gave it to you anyway. The God who is generous, he is rich in mercy. He's not only rich in mercy, but he's also rich in grace. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7, it says here, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of what? God's grace. God is so rich in grace that he lavished on us. He knows. Yeah, he can forgive you, but guess what? He also knows that you cannot overcome. He also knows that you cannot change, you cannot transform. Folks, we are changed by grace. It's the working of God in us, that God is not just restoring and delivering you, but he is also transforming you. There is a sanctifying work, and it is done through his grace that he lavished on us. Verse 5, he says, by awesome deeds you answer us with righteousness. O God, our salvation, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas. Lord, you give us an answer. Not my righteousness. There's none that I have. And he was trying to say, hey, look, Lord, everything boils down to you. Salvation boils down to you. You are the God of salvation. And guess what? You know that righteousness in us today? God provided righteousness in behalf of all through Christ. He is our righteousness. Galatians chapter 2 verse 21 says, do not nullify the grace of God. For if righteousness were through the law, then Christ died for no purpose. Kung yung righteousness po, makakamit yan because of good works. By attending church probably every day, by reading your Bible, by praying, by being part of Victory Group, by leading Victory Group, by being part of a volunteer ministry, by going to the different nations, by being a pastor. Guess what? Here's what the Bible says. Then Christ died for no purpose. Hindi dapat, hindi na namatay si Lord para sa atin. If all this righteousness can commit by our own good works, by our own intention of becoming good, let me tell you that there's no need for Christ to become man and died for our sins and rose from the dead. He did it once and for all. Why is that? Because he knows that there is no righteousness in us. Our righteous good works, the Bible, are like filthy rags. Sa mata ng Panginoon, yung good works natin, yung pagpipreach natin, yung ginagawa ko sa totoo lang, baliwala ito, apart from the grace of God. There's nothing that I can boast before the Lord. I only boast because of who He is and not because of what I've done. I cannot go to God and say, God, grabe, nag-plan kami ng Antipolo, nagpunta kami rito, grabe namin. You can't do that. The righteousness only comes from Christ. Since God, who is rich in mercy, he generously provides salvation by giving us his one and only Son, who is generous in salvation, or our generous Savior. Can you say amen? How many of you are grateful and you're humbled because of God's generosity of salvation that you don't deserve, but God gave it to us anyway? Listen to this, my friends. God's generosity means giving us more than we need and deserve. That's the generosity of God. Giving us more than you need and what you deserve. I don't deserve Christ. I don't deserve his forgiveness. I don't deserve his righteousness. I don't deserve his riches. I don't deserve his mercy and his grace. But He gave it to me lovingly. Why? Because He's a generous Savior. Can you say amen? If you are grateful and thankful for God's salvation, can we give Him a hand of praise? Come on. Let's give Him a hand of praise. Truly, apart from Christ, we are nothing. Jesus is our generous Savior. But the good news is, He's not just a generous Savior, but He is also the God of plenty. He's the God of plenty who richly provides generously. Ang tindi nito. Hindi lang para salvation to. Si Lord din, concerned din siya sa welfare natin. Si Lord din, concerned siya sa nangyayari sa buhay natin. Si Lord, concerned siya if you are in lack. Si Lord, concerned siya if you are in need. Si Lord, concerned siya kung focus mo dun sa need na naapektuhan yung relasyon mo sa Kanya dahil dun sa need na in-experience mo ngayon. But I want to have a good news to let you know. God is a God of plenty who richly provides generously. In Psalm 65, here's what it says. I'm reading on NLT this time. It says here in verse 9, "You take care of the earth and water it, making it rich and fertile. The river of God has plenty of water. It provides a bountiful harvest." Everybody say bountiful harvest. "Of grain, for you have ordered it so. You drench the plowed ground with rain, melting the clods and leveling the ridges. You soften the earth with showers and bless its abundant crops. You crown the year with a bountiful harvest." How many of you believe that our year 2017, God will crown us with a bountiful of harvest? Amen. That's who God is. He's not just a generous Savior, but He's also the God of plenty who richly provides generously. "Even the hard pathways overflow with abundance." Hallelujah. "The grasslands of the wilderness become a lush pasture, and the hillsides blossom with joy. The meadows are clothed with flocks of sheep, and the valleys are carpeted with grain. They all shout and sing for joy." Folks, God is not just a generous Savior, He is also a generous provider. God wants to provide for you. Based on the psalm, when David wrote, he saw everything. He saw the creation, how God blessed it bountifully. There was no lack. Grabe to. Nung nakita niya yung mismong creation, sabi niya, "Lord, grabe ka naman. We don't deserve this. But you blessed all peoples anyway." Imagine this. Whether wicked, whether religious, whether sinner, whether rebelliousness, whether all these kinds of lawlessness of people, God still blessed the whole earth with all its crops, with all the waters that we don't deserve. Think of that. Yun po tinatawag natin common grace. Kahit sino. Pamisa nga, nabe-bless nga yung mga, di ba, yung mga wicked eh. Yung mga ungodly. Yung mga hindi nakakilala kay Lord. Yung mga nagda-doubt sa Kanya, yung mga sinasabing, "There is no God." Grabe, imagine this. Ganun po katindi yung blessing ni Lord. And here's the point. If God can pour out His blessings here on earth, how much more will God provide to those His sons and daughters, to those who made right with Him by making Jesus as their Lord and Savior, by making Jesus our righteousness? How much more will God provide for all our needs? Can you say amen to that? Amen. He's concerned about you, my friends. He's concerned about your welfare. He's concerned about what you'll eat today, what you'll eat next week. He's concerned about your work. He's concerned about your job. He's concerned about how God can promote you. Why is that? Listen to this. How much more for us who have Christ in us? Philippians chapter 4 verse 19 says, "And my God," everybody say, "my God, will supply every need of yours," every need of ours, "according to" what? "His riches in glory in Christ Jesus." My God, the question is my God your God? Is my God your God? Every need, every single need, God can provide for you generously, and He would love to provide for you. Folks, mayaman si Papa. Ang yaman ng Papa ko, ang yaman ng Daddy ko. Ang tanong yung Daddy ko ba, Daddy mo? Why can't a God provide for me? I was just thinking about this. Imagine Bill Gates with all his billions of dollars. He has all these billions of dollars and yet, he keeps that for himself. That doesn't make sense. That's why he's a number one charitable person who gives away his millions to different foundations and make research. What good is that? He gives even more than compared to his kids. He's a wise man. And I was just thinking, how much more with God? He is our source. He has all this plenty. Tapos anak niya hindi ka bibigyan. Huh? Bakit ka bibigyan? It doesn't make sense. God is so rich. Ayaman ni Daddy. Why can you ask Him? Every need, He will supply. But the question is He your God? Is He your Daddy? Do you have that? Is Christ in you? Are you here with me? 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. As for the rich in this present age, mga mayaman daw, charge them not to be haughty. Huwag kayong mabang. Nor set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches. Mawawala din yan. Lahat ng mga kayamanan at kayong mga kayabangan natin, mawawala din yan. But let's set our hope on God who richly provides us with what? Everything to enjoy. See, Lord, hindi killjoy. Gusto niya, happy ka. Pag may binigay si Lord, gusto niya yung mamahalin mo, yung talagang Lord para sa iyo. What a blessing, what a joy. Thank you. Yun yung sinasabi ni David eh. He started with praise and he was satisfied. He had the joy and see, God, thank you. I don't deserve this. God's generosity means He will give you more than what you need and deserve. That's what generosity is. And He wants to bless you. Now, here's the deal. Si Lord pa nagbigay, hindi yung tipong ayaw mo. Parang, ha? Ito, parang pangit. Lord, ito yung binigay mo sa akin, pangit. Parang pag, di ba, bibigyan ka ni Lord ng partner in life, parang, ha? Ay hindi guwapo. Parang, ay, ganon, godly, okay na, sige, ayos. Sige, papakasa, o sige, kwakal tayo, pero ano lang, ha? Oh, sige, holding hands. O sige, yung ano lang ha, finger lang ha. Sige, kasal tayo pero huwag tayo mag-honeymoon. Hindi ganun, diba? Parang si Lord pang lahat-lahat, buong-buo. Tipong, wow, Lord! Iba ka! Antindi ng blessing mo. Ako, binless mo ako ng ganito. Grabe. Pag nakikita ko asawa ko, parang, alam mo, swerte ko sa'yo. Binless ako ni Lord ng napakabait na asawa. Ganun si Lord mag-bless. Pagbibigyan ni Lord, hindi yung class B, class A. Question is, are you asking God for the kind of need that God wants you to bless you with so much? Baka yung ina-ask ni Lord, ito lang ina-ask mo, nye, anak naman. Sila, God ba ako? Baka si Lord, hindi mo siya nagki-cringe. Ito lang ina-ask mo, napakalita man ng faith mo. Kaya paminsan ayaw ibigay sa ni Lord, kasi ina-ask mo, yan lang. Eh gusto ni Lord, mag-ask ka. Say it, I'm not gonna give you 30, 60, 100-fold. Bibigay ko sa'yo bountifully. Remember the guy? Wala, dalawang ano lang, di ba? Dalawang transaction lang. Pero nag-ask, nag-pray. Grabe, sang katutak na orders. Saan ka naman makakita nun? Sino makapagbibigay sa atin? And sometimes it's not just based on your hard work. God will open the door that no man can shut. Can you say amen to that? God wants to bless you with so much. He's generous. God's generosity means giving us more than we need and deserve. Now here's what he said in Psalm 65. Those who live at the ends of the earth stand in awe of your wonders. From where the sun rises to where it sets you, inspire shouts of joy. Sabi niya, Lord, who have seen your goodness. They were satisfied. They were overjoyed. They stand in awe. Lord, there's no other person who could bless me with this other than you. Pero Pastor Mark, ba't ganun? Ba't di ko pa nare-receive yung pinagpipray ko? Eh baka naman kasi hindi ni will ni God. Eh kasi alam ko, sinasabi ni Lord, Seek ye first the kingdom. Iba kayo, sinisik mo yung riches. Kaya nga sinasabi, do not dwell on the riches. Eh. Lahat yung mawawala lang yan eh. Everything is just what? It will disappear. But not God. I want you to understand, God wants to bless you. And He wants to bless you big time. I want you to understand that. What are you asking God for? Baka naman napakaliit. Lakihan mo naman. Pag nag-ask ka ng blessing, yung ibibless ka na sobra-sobra, na yung sobra, ibibless mo sa iba. Baka naman sa iba, lahat to sa akin. Sa akin to, family first. Yung mga anak ko muna. And God wants to break our mentality. That's why God wants to have you that breakthrough. Are you here with me? He wants to bless you big time. So much that you can never contain it. It's overflowing, umaapaw. Wala ka na paglalagyan. Dahil hindi para sa iyong blessing, sa iba din. Are you here with me? Romans chapter 8, verse 32 as we end. He who did not spare his own son, woo, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him? Wow. Graciously what? Give us
all things.
Si Lord niya, napaka-generous yung anak niya. Di tayo din deserving, binigay niya sa atin. How much more with Him? Graciously, give us all things. As in all things. Folks, that's the God we serve. He is rich, He is generous, and He is willing to bless and able to bless us more than what we need and deserve. Can you say amen? But you got to remember, God's riches and generosity is displayed in Christ, who is our salvation and our provision. God's riches and generosity is displayed in Christ alone, who is our salvation and provision. With all the blessing and countless blessings that we receive, there's more to come. Blessings pa more. Actually, it is. Expect God's blessing. He is our generous Savior and generous provider. Can you say amen? I want us to express our thanks, express joy for what we're about to do for the year 2017. But I want us to worship God and prepare our hearts as the Lord will bless us.